The year is 2024. The team is the Washington Commanders. Who's their biggest rival? Now, over 1,000 people have voted. 52% say it's the Cowboys. And if you say it's the Cowboys, I'm not telling you you're wrong. There is a long historical precedent there. Another 18% said the Eagles, 19.8% said the Giants, and another 10% said other. Brian and I both think now it's kind of the Eagles. I feel like Eagles games have the most juice, but I also think that's because they typically play well against the Eagles. And the Giants has been mind-boggling for a long time. I mean, the Cowboys tend to throttle them lately. Barstool Nate responded to the Twitter poll. Who's the Commander's biggest rival now? He said Ron Rivera. Shout out to Shelly. She said themselves. I don't know. Kind of a lot of jokes here, but I know a lot of people feel definitively like my guy Tarek down in Richmond texted me, it's got to be Dallas, but I think Philly has become 1B to Dallas is 1A. My boy John Bennett said, I went to college in New York. It's definitely the Giants.
But if you think about that, he said Philly is the 1B to Dallas 1A. If Dallas had that big jump and now Philly is tied with them, what to tell you, over the last few years, the Eagles have been more of it than what Dallas has been. That's how you catch somebody. You don't catch somebody by them still being the winner and leading. They start to fall off and the other one starts to grow. So if they're tied up in a sense, you're telling me that the Eagles are the is the rival now.
We're going to kick things off with Jupe on line five. Jupe, who's the Commander's biggest rival?
JP, B-Miss, what's going on, fellas?
What up, brother?
I'm with Jeff where I feel like in my heart of hearts it's always going to be the Cowboys. And I'm on the same line, too. I refuse to select them on Madden. I feel like as soon as I select the Cowboys, my system's going to shut down and blow up along with my TV. So I'll never use them on Madden. But to be honest with ourselves, I feel like as of today, the team that's our biggest rivals is the Giants. Both teams sucks right now, and they've been kicking our tail for the past few times that we played. I think the Cowboys and the Eagles are more of rival to each other than they are to us right now until we get our stuff together. That's all I got for y'all.
Thanks, Jupe. Right, so that was kind of a vote for all three, by the way.
Yeah.
Kind of cheated, Jupe. obviously, context matters. I believe in context. Let's go to Charles in College Park. Hello, Charlie. Who's the biggest rival?
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's happening?
Good, buddy.
Good, man. Please. Charlie, not Charles. I feel like a butler when people call me Charles. Makes my stomach crawl. I agree with you guys completely. I agree with the previous caller that it's Dallas 1A, Philadelphia 1B, and the Giants dead last. The only reason the Giants might be a rival is because they've been dominating us lately. I go back to 1960 when the Dallas Cowboys came into the league. I live in College Park, and I ask people everywhere I go, people like strangers in stores, you know, are you a Cowboys fan? And 50-50, they say yes, and then we start joning on each other. Washington, as Doc Walker says, Washington's not going to have rivalries with these teams unless they start beating them, winning ball games. I hate the way the Cowboy fans and Philly fans come in here and they joan on Washington and they talk down to you. That's got to change. That's where the rivalry is right now. And all the players on Washington's team, none of them know about the history of Philadelphia and Dallas, the great, great rivalry in history with Dallas, and the dirty ball playing with Philadelphia. I'd have to put Dallas first. I don't hate Dallas. I respect them as a good team. I hope we kick their asses, Philly. I hope we kick their asses. Play ball.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, buddy.
He said that you have to beat a team sometimes to be a rival. So I would say that the Eagles is a team that we beat more often, and they're close, and they try to take over the stadium. So that might be the rival. Because I know the history. I've seen it, okay? I know it. Been in it. But as of late, it's been more of the green instead of that little blue and silver. They just talk too damn much. They're like cockroaches.
So, a few interesting things here. When I was in college at the University of Maryland, the basketball team was really good, right? And the games against Duke were epic.
Yep.
And during that stage, I think Dean Smith had recently retired. They were kind of, Carolina was kind of in between coaches. And undeniably, for like a 3-4 year stretch, Maryland Duke was the biggest rivalry. But the historic precedent of Carolina Duke always loomed, and that was always their biggest game.
Yeah.
So Maryland was like in this weird, you know, stepdaughter role in the rivalry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think for years, Redskins Cowboys was the rivalry, and the Eagles were like the little brother. And I think that has shifted. I think Eagles Cowboys is now the biggest rivalry in the NFC East.
Yeah.
Like, my friend Nui Scruggs covers the Cowboys, right, NBC down in Dallas. And he loves making a joke about Dallas Week and all that, right? Like, there's no way Dallas Week is what it was, period.
No, it's not. It's not like it. Listen, I know people like to, once you ask that question, now they focus and they go back to the history. I'll just ask this question. If you were around in the 1990s and you're around now, around early 2000s and you're around now, do you see anything that like it used to be? I used to basically be able to drive around town and knew exactly what the hell was going on. You don't even see it anymore on either side. That's right. The thing about it. You don't see it on either side. But I can tell you, when the Eagles are coming up, I start to hear people discussing stuff more often. Because as of late, what team is in the playoffs and then been in a Super Bowl? It's the Eagles.
Right.
So and the Giants won as long as we haven't won and right. been in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So how do you consider them a rival? You aspire to be like the better teams, not like the teams that are not. So that's me telling Dallas fans, too, your place is garbage.
Yeah.
You're even more garbage than you think we are. You know why? Because you always have the better talent and are supposed to be in the Super Bowl. And you do the same thing we do. You watch from your house.
Some good comments in the stream. Locked on Law said, living in the past is all Washington fans do. Rev T, dude, the Commanders' biggest rivalry is themselves. They have no identity of who they are. So how can they be a rival with another team? It's a weird place. What does Nell in Hyattsville have to say? Nell, who's your biggest rival?
Yo, Mitch Finney, how y'all doing, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good, buddy.
Good. Look, for me, it's personal. For me, it's very personal. It's the Giants. And the reason why I say the Giants, because it would be the Cowboys, but the reason why I say the Giants, because my family in New York, my family in Georgia, my family in Texas, my family in Florida, and my Bama brother, who grew up in the same house as me, is all Giants fans. All Giants fans. So I can't escape it. And the fact, B. Mitch, you have something to do with it as well, man. The fact that you played your last year with the Giants, they just throw that back in my face because they know that you're my second favorite player on the Skins. So for me, it's the Giants.
Well, it should be Dan Snyder is the rival then. They're the reason that I left.
Nell, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for the call, dude.
All right, bro.
Now we do
see. Now I'm getting blamed for that.
It's the alumni's fault.
You go where when you're not wanted somewhere, you got to go somewhere else, right?
Now this could get interesting. There's an NFL owner on the line, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Jera has called in to give his take on who's the Commanders' biggest rival. Hello, Jera. How do you do?
I'm doing fine, Finley. Brian, my hopes are that you get that Hall of Fame. Whatever I can do, you're one player I think who played any damn position on the field. You might have got crushed in some of them, but you'd have given it everything you got. I almost feel tired of saying that after you just threw my team under the bus. But listen, anybody that's above the age of 45 knows it's the Cowboys and the Commanders / Redskins just because of the previous history that we had. It was more historic than any other. I get emotions that aren't even identified in a psychiatric book. The color of my pee is different. My taste buds are different. All during that one damn week. We'd do anything. And all you got to do is ask any Commander fan, what team do you want to beat the most on your schedule? And I guarantee that will go from 52% to 120%. Because everybody in the DMV wants to beat the Cowboys. I do respect the Commander fans. I've been out to that stadium. Never had a problem. You go up north to Baltimore, those are the worst damn fans. I hate them more than I hate the Commanders. I swear to God, they'll try to kill
you. Very interesting. Jera, I actually wanted to bring that up because I got a ton of responses to the Twitter poll saying it's the Ravens now. And I want to ask Jeff. I want to ask others.
Well, Jeff's here for both.
I know.
Can't be his rival.
Where do the Ravens rank in the rivalry discussion? Nobody go anywhere. Taking your calls. Bob Papa joins us at noon.